Gazelle Show podcast, where we are making stuff up, being real, and talking about it. Coming up in this section, we're going to have the creativity wheel of death. Woo! But right now, we have comedian and writer and stand-up and sketch comedy improviser, the founder and host of Broadly Speaking Show. She can put her whole fist in her mouth. Duh. She's known as your smart, sardonic, fearless friend. Here she is, Kate Lure.
Okay, this is the latest post on my blog, Yelling with Pictures, which is like Giselle mit Friends, but angrier and with pictures. It's called Trust Me, I'm Right About This. I love being right. Oh man, I love it so much. That's why I always am. It's just easier that way. The problem is, not everyone always asks what I think about everything before forming their own opinions about stuff, which is why sometimes their opinions are wrong. I have seen this happen with other people when they are right, but forced to encounter a wrong person. The result is usually a very long comment section. We are right about all kinds of things. Sometimes there is a story in the news that makes us sad. At times like these, it's important to determine who was responsible for making us feel this way and then tell that stupid at-fault party, or at least other people who know about that stupid at-fault party, what a stupid at-fault party they are for being stupid and at fault. Because how else will they learn that they are wrong? Sometimes, instead of being sad about a thing that has happened, which can feel a little passive and helpless, we choose to be angry about the bad thing instead, which feels a lot more like doing something. And since the something we are doing still mostly involves typing, this is an increasingly popular reaction. But here's the thing. Sometimes the sad event was nobody's fault. It was just a sad event that happened that we wish hadn't happened, because this is a crazy, chaotic world over which we ultimately have very little control.
Ugh, that's fairly unsatisfying.
By which we mean terrifying. We'd prefer to stick with being right. Being right is very satisfying. Or is it? I often ask my husband, "Would you rather be happy or right?" And he inevitably replies, somewhat unhappily, if we're picking at nits, that he should be able to be both, and he feels very right in saying this. Sometimes my husband complains that I never admit when I'm wrong. I tell him I would if it ever happened. The problem is, it's not nearly as easy to feel happy as it is to feel right, especially when we are more exposed than ever to so many things that are so very, very wrong. We live in an age of outrage. We are expressive of it, exhausted by it, perpetually consumed with it, up until we see a video of an otter eating a snack, because honestly, who can stay angry in a world where that exists? No one, until we get mad about the next thing. Our outrage is nearly constant, although the source of it changes almost as often as we refresh our news feeds, and we feel an overwhelming need to express it. Why? Well, the math is simple, even by Common Core standards. Right equals good, wrong equals bad. We know for sure that we are good, so therefore we must also be right. And letting everyone know we are right is also how we let everyone know that we are good and that we will not be ending up on the wrong side of history. Of course, history is filled with examples of people who were sure they were right until they realized they were wrong. The Titanic is unsinkable. Sure they were right, but everyone else thought they were wrong. Hey guys, it's Galileo. I have this theory. Or sure they were right because everyone else told them they were right and no one realized they were wrong until hundreds of years later when there was no satisfactory way to lord it over them. That woman disagrees with me. She's a witch. Burn her. Even history itself is something we only have a version of, and who knows how accurately our stories have been told. If you watched this season of Game of Thrones, you know they can't even get history right in Braavos, and that's not even a real place. Worse yet, one day we will be history, and maybe everything we think is right will be looked back on as totally wrong. Ah, who cares? We'll be long gone by then. The important thing is that people know that we are good and right now. So, how do we know we're good? Well, for starters, we root for the good guys. Except on television, where we root for mobsters, philandering alcoholics, meth makers, drug dealers, gun runners, hackers, American gangs, British gangs, Russian spies, crooked cops, crooked lawyers, crooked politicians, a fixer, a political fixer, prisoners, and a serial killer. But I mean, come on! on. Is a bad guy really a bad guy if his dialogue is amazing? Okay, so sometimes we root for bad guys. But in real life, we definitely root for the good guys because it's always so obvious who the bad people are and who are the good people who deserve all the good things. It's so easy, in fact, we can tell just by reading the headlines, which can paint entirely opposing pictures depending on the source. Okay, so sometimes we have to read a little further to discover who is right and who is wrong. But once we do, casting blame is as easy as A plus B plus C equals douchebag. Ugh,
enough with the math already.
Then the only question is, how well do we really know our ABCs? Because it's entirely possible that A or B or C is biased, misleading, or taken out of context, and therefore not right. It's equally possible these days that we can find a source that tells us A, B, and C are right, especially if that's what we want to believe. Earlier this year, Netflix viewers were riveted by the true life documentary Making a Murderer, which left many people feeling an intense need to be right about who was wrong. I didn't watch it. I had already heard the story from the perspective of the victim on an episode of Radiolab called Reasonable Doubt. I honestly, all joking aside, cannot recommend strongly enough that everyone find this episode and listen to it. It shook me to my core and made me question whether anyone can ever truly be sure they are right about anything. Then I refreshed my news feed and remembered how many things I'm definitely for sure right about without question. Sometimes we do know who is bad. A whole jury can agree on it even. Then the only problem is defining what is bad and just how bad it is. Most people will claim, out loud at least, that they're not fans of rape, domestic abuse, and murder. Theoretically, we're against all three. Unless the person being accused of one of those things is rich, politically connected, good at entertainment, or good at sports. Especially if they're good at sports. And if they're good at least two of those things, then it's only fair to suspect that their accuser is a crazy, lying gold digger. Let's face it, if someone is good at entertaining us, then what they do for us matters way more than whatever they did to her. That's why even when a court finds someone guilty of one or more heinous acts, if that someone is super entertaining and or good at hitting things, we're perfectly willing to be entertained by them or to cheer for them if they're on our team. Because we're forgiving. Because we're good people. Am I right, Mike Tyson? Of course I am. We are definitely, for sure, right to believe we're good people, and more importantly, we're right people. So let's go back to the question I asked my husband. Would you rather be right or happy? If happiness is your goal, science has proven that the best way to achieve that is to eat right, exercise, meditate, practice selfless acts of kindness, and earn approximately $75,000 a year. Pro tip, don't try to earn that writing blogs. Being right definitely won't make you happy. Trust me, I know I'm right about this because being right about it makes me unhappy. Being right makes you want to shake the world and shout, "Be better than this," to which the world usually responds with, "Pass." Still, if, like me, you just can't stop yourself from being right, let me encourage you to also be able. Always be learning everything. One, because my acronym skills are on point. And two, because it's possible, unlikely of course, but possible, that we are not entitled to all the certitude we feel. So maybe if we read more than the headlines, consider the source, and don't try to argue facts with crazy, maybe it's also possible we could discover something new that changes everything. Even, dare I say it, that we're wrong. After all, as Charles Bukowski said, the problem with the world is that the intelligent people are full of doubts while the stupid ones are full of confidence. Hmm. Man, he was so right. Woo!
Oh, boy. Listening to you, it's like grabbing onto a twisted, windy, fast-going car.
Keep up, kids.
Yeah. It's a big, fast ride, whipping back and forth. Okay, that's great. Full of amazing little details here and there.
Yeah. I encourage people to read it on the blog where there's pictures because they help underscore some of the points. And then you can read it slow and click on links and be like, what's she talking about?
And that's and then, a lady screaming mid pictures. What is it again?
It's yelling with pictures.
Yelling with pictures.
At WordPress at, or .wordpress.com. But I would like to look up lady screaming with pictures because I feel like that was one of Rembrandt's underappreciated masterpieces.
Lady screaming. That's you at the Metropolitan Museum. Yes. I like art!
That's my national portrait.
Be better than this!
You know, what you say remind me of a quote that I heard that really surprised me. And the quote was this. Never, don't believe everything you think.
That's a good quote.
That's yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I saw that on a bumping stickers at the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And as the words start out, I thought, oh, I know how this is gonna go. And then I get to that last word, those last two words, and I said, okay, well, you just proved my point because I thought it was going to be something completely different.
Oh, yeah. I've been in therapy for years to find out, don't believe almost everything I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How has it been going, not believing?
Well, good.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see Billy's sweet, sweet face.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah, don't believe everything you think. It's true, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's hard because, like, when we were talking earlier, when somebody tells you they support Trump, you just know they're wrong. You just know they're wrong. They're just wrong. And as you heard from my other piece, I have a very strong feeling I'm right about
that. You do. You do. You know what afraid me is no matter who win come this fall or next spring or whenever it is. Whoever.
Next spring.
It's rotate. They rotate. Yeah,
if you're a Trump supporter, it's next rotate. Spring. The vote is next spring.
Yes, Republicans, don't forget
February,
to vote next
February
spring.
March 7th.
Election day.
February 30th. Get to the polls.
Register now. Oh, Giselle, your foreignness.
What I was going to say is whoever win, I think, pretty much almost half the people is going to be pretty upset. Yeah. Whoever win, we're going to have half the country upset.
No, so more than half will have voted for the person who won.
Well, maybe just by a little, but
case.
Not a lot. It's not going to be 75-25.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
You think?
Yes.
Oh. Well, if everybody voted, I would hope that that's what it would be.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, not the people that get affected the most don't vote.
Right.
And so it ends up being closer to like 49-51.
Yeah.
But I actually wouldn't be surprised if it was a landslide in the end. It's just could happen.
I just think it's important to be compassionate when people is upset because you've been upset. You know what it's like. You're upset now. Look at you.
Don't believe what you think.
I wanted Bernie to win, okay, but like he's not, so you can't let Trump win.
Well, get this.
This has turned into a very
now,
political show.
But now we're going to take our politics and turn it to the creativity wheel of death.
Wheel of death.
Wheel of death. Écoutez le marathon de la semaine.
Perfect.
All right. Listen, here's the thing of the Wheel of Death. We're going to... Do you want to spin and just jump right in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if you land on something you feel you want a little time to plan it out, you can have that too. Either way. This creative challenges, and what we like to say is, it may rock, it may suck, we don't care, we're just having fun being creative in the moment.
I thought you were going to rhyme.
Oh no!
It almost
it may suck. Let's go home and
get our socks.
Good luck.
And watch Daffy Duck.
Pass the buck. Who want to go first?
Cluck cluck cluck.
Take it away, Maz.
Spin it.
Okay, Maz. Let's see what you got, man.
Let's see.
Okay.
You can't stop it. You have to let it stop.
No. Fate stops the wheel, Moss.
There you go.
Oh, you were so close.
There, yeah.
A song about any kind of footwear.
Any kind.
All right, you ready?
Sing a song I didn't get that about any kind of footwear.
Okay, ready?
I am.
So I just start?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I bought a summer shoe. I bought a summer shoe. It fits so good, I like to go ooh, ooh, ooh. Cause it's my summer shoe, and it's my summer shoe. You should see me walking down with my summer shoe. Cause you're gonna be blue with envy too. At my summer shoe, it's my summer shoe. It's my summer shoe. It's my summer shoe. I can get it wet too, cause it's my summer shoe. It's my summer, 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 summer shoe.
Thank you. Summer.
What kind of shoe were you singing about?
I just bought a shoe yesterday, actually.
I had a feeling.
I did. I bought a pair. They're great.
For
I don't even
winter?
Know what they're called. They're called no. Boots? They're like they're for the summer because what I've been
flip
doing
flops.
Is well no they're not flip flops.
Espadrilles.
So it's like for the thong. You could walk in the pool and
Crocs.
They're Croc like, but basically
they're not
Crocs.
That just hurts my very
no, they
last
had
day,
so I've been good. I've been using my like you know tennis shoes to go to the pool or wherever, taking those
your
off and then putting
shoes.
Off my putting on my my Adidas flip flops. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I need a shoe that I can just wear and not have to change it and get wet.
Creek walking shoes.
It's something like that. It's like got a mesh on the top. It's kind of cool. It kind of feels yeah. like I should be at the beach with them.
Shower shoes.
Oh, 70. You can definitely shower walk shoes. Like on rocks with shoes like that.
Oh, it's great.
In the water.
Yeah, I deleted the picture. I would show it to you guys.
Oh, was it what you used when you were river rafting?
No, it wasn't that. Perfect. I didn't know those. No, they give you those. And then they took it away. But
I'm gonna spin the wheel.
It was $75
tweet
and it was
out.
Fantastic. I don't have it. Oh. Damn it.
Here go, Kate.
That wasn't a good spin. That was half-hearted.
It's all right.
Oh,
she got it.
Oh, that's what Mars wanted. I don't even know what that means.
She got
it. Oh, I know what it means.
The zone diet.
I feel like it yeah. could be any zone. Or is it a specific zone?
My card says, tell a story about the zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One day, I was taking a walk, and I couldn't go any further on this sidewalk because it was a construction zone. I didn't care for that because I don't like it when new things are built. So... I went behind the fence trying to keep me out into the construction zone. What I found there was a world of wonders.
Mm.
There was wood. Mm. There were rocks. Mm. There was concrete. There were many homeless people camped about. I said to myself, this is why I wasn't supposed to come into this zone. I don't like to be around homeless people. And I left.
Wait a minute.
It may suck.
Was it wood? Or was it wood?
It was happy and sad. It was yeah. poignant and comedic.
Oh, me? Okay.
I got a picture of the shoes.
Oh, you thank do. God.
There you go. That's I know you guys were worried. I know you guys were worried. There they are. Look
oh,
at
it's
that.
Like a slip-on.
Yeah, slip-on.
Oh, yeah, I do like
yes. Riviera.
It's like a summer shoe. It's like a summer shoe.
Huh? Well, summer shoes.
Yeah. No, they're very much summer shoes.
It's like a loafer, like a...
It's yeah. like a... Swim it's like a okay, swimming grandpa
okay.
shoe.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, no. we all
but
care.
I also like the... I like the end.
No, hold it up. I got
to there we go.
Perform a dramatic
monologue
involving soil.
Mm. Mm.
Oh,
that's how I wake up every
you
morning.
Little piece of dirt. You slimy, dirty little molecule of filth. What are you doing lie on my floor? For waiteth for thy to sleep thee up. I mean sweep, not sleep. For will I sweep in sleep with you? Perhaps I will, perhaps I won't, I don't know. Little dirt. Scary little muddy, dirty dirt.
Brilliant.
I
felt like I was at King Lear.
It sort of like morphed into like a really brilliant thing.
It was like a Game of Thrones. You're like that lady
I don't even watch that show, but I...
They don't get history.
You could
right
write it.
There was a sonnet that was... There was a, one of the sonnets was exactly...
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Wait, that's hard to do fast.
Yeah, this one I think I will, let's see, I might need a moment. This one is write a limerick involving glitter. Okay, hold on.
Okay, while you're writing it, you know what I think is really great? What's is that? Moz met the president and the first lady.
Yes.
And that was so, I thought that was like the best thing. I could not believe that that happened to you.
You're a beautiful man. Thank you.
Yeah, that was so wonderful. And I also saw you being very moved by it, which I would have been too.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so incredible.
Yeah. Well, that was like, because so there was, that was actually, I got to meet the first lady there. Before I'd gone to some other event where I got to meet both for like a second, because you get to take a picture and you shake their hands and then you're gone. But this one was for Persian New Year. It's called Nowruz. And I got to kind of do a little 5 minutes and then bring up Michelle Obama.
I saw that. Yeah, because you were with her.
It was ridiculous. It was like, wow. It was unbelievable. I mean, I said, I've done stand-up for 18 years. I've never gotten nervous or excited or anything. I mean, I've excited.
And you've never been with the first lady.
Never been with the first lady. That was pretty cool. And then I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the first lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. I was like, oh. I was like, it was emotional. She's awesome.
I just think that is so incredible that you got that experience.
I miss them so much.
I know.
She is like the classiest.
Like, I would take them as a dictator. I mean, I would 100%.
Yeah.
People think he's a king, so let's just make him one.
Yeah, that's gonna be, you know. You ready for the limerick?
Almost, but you spin again.
Oh, I spin again.
Yeah, we go around the second time.
Oh,
and
we
I'll have
are.
It done. Yeah, yeah.
Oh Lord.
Spin. Have it land on. Have someone else tell you how great you are.
Do a 1 minute stream of causes rant about your current frustration.
That's good. That'll be good for your stand up.
Good for me.
Maybe it'll help you write something.
Current frustration. Finally, right?
God.
So am I going before you?
I'll do it.
Okay, go.
Okay. There once, well, you know, what can we do? There once was a great, there was a great baseball pinch hitter.
Oh, well done.
At home runs, no one was fitter.
Mm.
Only once did he choke. The ball was subbed by some bloke. And he put into the stands a big bomb of glitter.
Yeah, because that was about the hardest one. That was
hard.
You got it.
Well done, you.
Well, you guys are very kind to me. Maz, what are you going to do, Maz?
I'm going to do a 1 minute stream of consciousness rant about your current frustration.
Oh.
Very Lenny Bruce. So summer's here, and we were outside with some friends and guests, and flies kept coming onto the food, and it gets frustrating because they keep coming, you keep swatting them away, and they keep coming back, and it's a back and forth, and then and you're just trying to eat food. I wish you could talk to flies and be like, hey man, just hang out. Just over there, because we're not going to finish it all. I swear to God, we're not going to finish it all. Or like if they were like pets, and they could be like, fly, come here, fly. And they came under the table, and you just gave it the salami piece, and they could go off. You know what I'm saying? Like we got like a lot of salami. Like one salami is enough for like 50, like 30 flies, 20 flies. But the point is
20,000.
20,000. They could, you know what I'm saying? Like I would give them the salami, but no, they keep coming. And then it gets like, then you get all like vindictive and stuff. You know, so then this morning I had to find the fly swatter, and I'm going around killing flies. I feel bad about it. Karmically, it's not a good thing, but I feel kind of good about it because I'm putting them down, and then I get all like Dirty Harry, and I start, and I had a count. I had like 8 going, and I started like showing off. I was like, hey, man, it's only been like, it's half an hour I'm awake, 8 flies down. Thank you.
Boom!
Wow! That's it. Flies.
Well
done. Boom!
Bel Air right. Problems.
Here go Miss Kedlor.
There it goes.
Oh, okay.
No bankruptcy. Ooh. Pick up some
Take it and do it so that we all can hear.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's radio.
Pick up someone in a bar using copy machine.
That's good.
You could just put pick up someone in a bar using words out of your mouth and it would be equally... I've been married 13 years.
Hey, you still got it.
You got it.
Somewhere in that copy machine.
Oh. Canon 5.
Hey, do you come here a lot to this bar? Oh, I see you're drinking something very fancy looking. What is that?
It's a Cosmopolitan.
Oh, how many have you had so far?
This is my first.
Could I buy you 6 more?
Well, that's very generous of you.
Well, I have tons of money. Well, I mean, I have this 20, but if I could get to a copy machine, I'd have a lot more.
Ooh. Good one.
Right?
Good one.
Yes. Right.
No, I like...
That would be the best lesbian relationship that ever...
I like the toner.
...started ever.
That one had good toner.
Good toner.
Okay, I'm going to go. Here I go.
What about Billy?
He's going to wrap it up. Billy's going to bring us home.
Okay.
This one is give a job interview speech for a job involving freezing.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now I happen to notice, this is a little piece before I start, that down in Australia and New Zealand, they call abattoirs where they slaughterhouse, where they kill the animals to make food meat, those are called freezing works.
Mm.
So that's what come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Good eye, mate. Old Lord Troy, to tell you, you're the boss man here of this freezing work, and I would like to have a job. I worked down at your competitor down the street, and I was really good. I could kill a fly and a frog and a cow and a horse with one shot, man. I'm the fastest in the West, and I just use my hands, mate. So if you want really tasty packaged meats, then you should hire me.
Yeah. You're hired.
Yeah.
100%.
Woo. I'm really not good at the exit. Oh my goodness.
Your might was very authentic.
Okay, that's what Bill have.
Let's beseech see.
Hold on.
Into the mic.
Beseech a hero to save the day, mentioning a baked good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Happens all the time.
Beseech a hero of Superman. Superman! Pan con queso! Pan con queso! Superman, pan con queso!
Oh my God.
I did it.
I think he was beseeched.
Yeah. He was beseeched. He would come.
He was just about to go into a Tim Horton and he wanted to pick up something for you.
Pan con queso.
Pan con
queso. Superman has nothing better to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sad to say it, but we reached the end of the show. Oh, my goodness. Who have something to plug?
Huper.
Huper. H-U-U-P-R.
Download it.
Download it. It's the app that's going to make you feel the same way you feel when you feel really good.
Yes.
Download it right now.
Yes.
Mastro Brani is playing at the Comedy Store this Saturday night in Los Angeles. Then he's off to Australia. You can find out all about him at mazjobrani.com. And also Jimmy Westwood movie at jimmywestwood.com.
Westwood.com. And find me online on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on all that stuff at Maz Jobrani. MazJobrani.
I like how you say it. I like how you do everything.
I like you. I like you so much.
Yay, I'm going to see your movie and I'm going to let it be known publicly.
On the Huber.
Put it on Huber.
Let it be known on Huber.
Of people that follow me. Hundreds.
Let it be known on Huber, yeah.
Well, it doesn't work like that, but like, because we can't sell his money, his movie on Huber, but he's downloading Huber right now.
Wow, let's do it. Kate Lohr.
I'm going to be on Comics Life Radio on July 22nd and at Muse doing my full-length Reagan to Trump rant, if you didn't get enough anger from me this evening, on July 28th at Muse on 8th and La Brea. And I am on the Twitter at The Fun Pie, which is why Giselle said I'm the most fun pie. You could be one of my first 10 followers if you go now to at The Fun Pie. Or if you look up Yelling with Pictures on Facebook, you can like it there. And you can go to katelure.com and find out everything I'm up to. I also want to plug Moz because, like you said, we've known Moz since a long, long time ago at Acme. Yeah. And I always tell you this when I see you, Moz. You're just one of the best people I know.
I love you. I love you all of you guys.
Work harder than anyone I know. And then also when I email you, you respond in 10 minutes, which a lot of people I know who got nothing going on can't manage to do. So, and you just are just a good, good person.
Well, I love you. This was so much fun. This reminded me of being at the Acme again.
This was amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
Yay. It was great to have you. Just a couple of quick plugs from me. I'm going to be telling a story. It's called, the theme is solutions. And I think that I might do some unlicensed life coaching again. That's going to be in Malibu on September 11th. And that is a show called Tales by the Sea. You can find it all out at thatgiselleshow.com. And then the other lady, Jonna Thomases, friend of yours from Acme.
Used to be.
She's going to be doing her play, what is called Jonna's Body, Please Hold. She's going to do that in Los Angeles, July 14 and 17. And there's more information about that at jonnasbody.com. I want to thank all the brilliant musicians and composers who share their music for us to use on the podcast. This week we have music from Poddington Bear, Marathon, Rosa, and the Freak Fandango Orchestra. With thanks to our producer Anthony for technical help and for the website.
Anthony.
With thanks to Marty Yu for loaning his sound equipment. We thank you so much, our listeners, for downloading, subscribing, supporting. Keep to spread the word, give us feedback, and keep contributing your creative work. You can find us, you can email studio@thegiselleshow.com, and of course, everything is on our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.